A Levi, when he gets to 50 years old, he's already time for retiring. So, yeah, you'll see, it gets worse as we go along.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
No, wait, don't keep listening. Yeah, I'm past that, way past.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says, this is a remez also for everybody else. Exactly, you got the message, very good. That Ramaisa, this is talking about, obviously, He's still around the Beit Hashem, but for the physical labor in the Beit Hamikdash, he stopped. So he says also, when a person gets to 50, it's a remez that should be makdish more time for Olam Haba than he did before. He says that there's 7 days a week, which are also meramez for 70 years. In other words, every day of the week is meramez for 10 days of the year's life. He says also that you have the after the Thursday you have Friday, which is already getting closer to Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and you know that then Erev Shabbos is the time you're supposed to get up early to prepare the Kovod Shabbos. So maybe when a person comes after 50th year, he's already in the Kufa of Erev Shabbos, so also you should he mizaris himself more, but tovim ma'isim tovim, so he should prepare himself for yom shekuli Shabbos. There's also in Pirkei Avos that an aboy lebina chamishim la'etzim. When he's already 50, he could give good advice. And before that, it says in Pirkei Avos, the person who's marba etzim, he gives a lot of etzim, is marba tzvunim. He has a deeper understanding of things also. So he says that when a person is 50, he's already went through enough life experiences that people take his advice. So if he's giving other people advice, he should give himself advice also, and realize that it's a good time to invest. You know, Olam Haba. There's a woman that was nifta this past week, 96 years old. And most of her life, she wasn't that old religious until about 91, when she started in Chayzer Tshuva. She's a very fine woman. But 2 weeks before she's lifted, she told her son that she wants to go on a trip. And she was in the state, she was about to die, so he thought she was maybe hallucinating. So he asked her, "You want to take something with you?" So she said, "Yeah, she wants to take a mezuzah." So the person doesn't have a mezuzah in her hand, so most of her life. So he wasn't sure if she was really wicked or not. 2 days later, there was a Shabbos, and he said he'll try it again. He said, "You remember you told me 2 days ago, she was most of the time she was out of it, she was like in and out. He said, remember 2 days ago you told me that you got a trip?" "Yeah." So I said, what do you want to take with you?" She said, "Again, mezuzah." He said, "Do you want to take other things with you?" She said, "Yeah, it's a good idea. Take out a pen and write down all the things." He said, "It's Shabbos. I'm not going to write down, but I remember." She said, "What else do you want to take with you?" So she said, they had an art school chumash. "I want to take the chumash also with me." And then they had a sefer musa. She said, "I want to take the sefer musa with me." So he told her, Kanai Nadish has a whole bunch of grandchildren in Yerushalayim. So he told her, "When you get there, tell them that you have a lot of grandchildren in Yerushalayim learning Torah." She said, "Oh, that's a great idea. Let's write that down also." So anyway, Nir Hashem Yisrael lived at least 96, but it's good to prepare all the Seder Lederach.